Well, Mike, obviously a very special day for University of Illinois, your golf team, your student athletes, to be able to unveil this facility, the name change, and obviously all in part due to a great donation to the university from the Atkins family.
Yeah, no, the Atkins family is great. Clint, before his passing, was a big supporter of our program, gave this place to us as his home course to use while he operated and ran it. And now Spencer and Todd and Susie have now passed it on to the university with all the lots and all that. I think a $14 million gift. And then we're going to take it, and we've done some work to it and kind of twisted it around a little bit and made it more doable for our team and more beneficial for our team the way it's set up and played. And we're excited about the future.
How much input did you have with Drew Rogers during the renovation process?
First of all, I trust Drew a lot. Drew's very good at what he does. But we walked a lot of times, talked a lot about what we wanted to do, and obviously working under a budget, what we wanted to accomplish. But I think it worked out well. Drew did a great job, brought some great insight, listened to us, Renee and myself, the two coaches, about what we needed for our teams. This course gives our team a whole different perspective how to train and prepare for events. It can plays to over 7,500 yard par 71 now, so it's something that you got to bring your game to play here. And the fairways were brought in, bunkers were all changed and moved to be more in play for the modern player. It's going to play firmer and faster than it did before. So it's something that's going to give us a good test, you know, moving into tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Through this process, did you bring any of the players out here, those young bombers that you have, to test a few things?
No, but we've done it since it's been finished, and it all worked out perfect. They're all positioned now. And obviously, wind changes. when the wind comes in different directions, holes play differently, which is obviously normal. But they all hold up pretty well. And but no, I know how far they hit it. And we added a little more length just in case, they, you know, when they keep hitting it that far. You know, at my age, I can't see their balls land anyway, so it's kind of tough. But I had the rangefinder out, and we did all the correct yardages. Mm-hmm.
You were talking outside a little bit about some potential maybe events here. Recap that for us a little bit.
Yeah, we've already on the schedule next year. We have a spring event the week before the Big Ten Championship. We have 7 Big Ten teams committed and 2 MAC teams, so a 9-team event right now. It may grow, but it's a great time to have it the week before the Big Ten Championship. The schedule in the Midwest kind of got confused this year. The Kepler is going to a 3-day event, which is something we can't fit into our schedule, so a lot of teams feel the same way. So we'll fill in for a year and see how this course holds up and play next year the week before the Big Ten Championship.
What about the other potential outside? I know you said it takes a few years down the road if you're going to schedule a regional or something like that, but it seems like now you have a golf course that could legitimately handle that.
By all means, that's why we did it. Yes, you play here in May, and with the greens, the way they're going to be in firm and then put 7,500 onto it with some May winds, it's going to be a good test. And that's why we did this.
Mm-hmm. And now you've got a great place to practice in advance of those senior PGA championships and senior U.S. Opens and things like that.
Yeah, me personally. But those practice days have dwindled over the years. And I don't like to practice as much as I used to. And but yeah, it's fun for me to come out and have a different way to look at it. We have 6 golf courses in Champaign-Urbana. Within 10 minutes of campus that we can all play and practice at. So this is a whole different animal now. The rest of them are really nice, traditional country clubs. This is got its own flavor to it. It's perfect for, you know, if you're going to go play, like I said, Harbor Shores, which I just played and got beat up pretty good. I wasn't prepared, but this right here was, this will give us a little better test to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm. And well, what's been the feedback that you've gotten from your players that have been out here about from what they've seen?
Excited about it. Excited about qualifying, about the opportunity it's going to give to maybe separate the team a little more, a little more for, you know, qualifying purposes. It's just going to bring a variety to our practice schedule and our regimen.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the end of the year. I know I saw your quote that said we picked a bad week to not play great golf or something to that extent, but as you watch the championship the last few days, first of all, it looks like that Texas team was all they were cracked up to be. But tell us about I guess I would say, the disappointment of not continuing that streak of getting out to Arizona and the other national championships.
That's right. That's right. Texas is good. I'm on one of those few coaches that vote in the coaches poll every year or this year. And I had Texas number one most of the year. A lot of, you know, they weren't healthy. They got healthy. They were very good and deep. There were six or seven teams that separated themselves, maybe eight separated themselves throughout the rest of the field. This spring, it would have been tough for us at the stage of our team this year, the way we were playing, to contend for the title. But I thought making another national championship, making it had been 14 in a row, which was, which at the current time, 13 was the second longest streak behind Texas in the whole nation. I thought that was obviously doable. We finished the season ranked 17th and 19th in the two polls after everything's said and done. So that's a testament to a good season. Win the Big Ten championship again, seventh time in a row, which is something that we should be proud of. But you get the regionals and you don't play well, you don't time it right, you just don't hit your standard that we talk about, and things like that can happen. And we were on notice for that. That was made very clear to them that that could happen. But the law of averages maybe just caught up to us. And, you know, to have the second longest streak at 13 shows you that we have some stamina, some staying power. But to have a streak that long shows other teams have had trouble too. So it's something that's not out of the ordinary. It just happens. But we'll use it to get better. The entire team's back next year, same team, adding a couple of good players. So it's you know, we'll use this to our benefit.
I know you're usually always proud of your kids that have been here and have moved on to professional golf, but you had to smile when you looked at what happened up in Glenview last week. Nick comes back after a month off, almost wins the tournament. Dylan digs down on the weekend and makes it into this week's field with a top 25 finish. And you had a few of your other guys made the cut. It looked like a really great weekend for the Illini alumni team.
It was. But we all know professional golf ebbs and flows. You go through stretches and you know, Thomas Peters has won over in Europe again this year for his, I think, his sixth European Tour win. And Thomas Dietrich's starting a family, and he's still keeping his card, making $1 million a year in Europe. So those guys are doing well. And the guys in the U.S. are, you know, have lives and kids now, and their lives are growing. So it's a different agenda for all those guys. And the young guys you're mentioning, Nick has his PGA Tour card this year, had an injury. To come back from his injury and kind of crack, you know, test the waters at a Corn Ferry event in Chicago and lose on a playoff was a testament to his skill and talent. Michael Fiegels, who just played for us a year ago, finished fourth in a Corn Ferry event last week, made the cut again up in Chicago. So yeah, to have four guys make the cut was good to see, but I know their goals and aspirations are the PGA Tour, and that's where they want to get back to, or get to for some of them. Some of them get back to it. So it's great that the state hosts a Corn Ferry event. I wish the state would consistently host a PGA Tour event, but we all know that is. It's great for the fans to get out and see those guys and connect with Illini players.
I know Nick spoke to me with a smile on his face and said, Mike's got the whole team coming back next year. We're going to be really good. You must be excited too.
I am. We got to get better. You got to grow. Again, we're 17th and 19th, so that's not like it's not top five like we've been accustomed to, but the potential's there. We have to get better. We're going to add a couple good players, but I think the way we ran into ourselves at the regional championship, we were our worst enemy there. I think that's going to benefit us moving forward.